Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Pentagon says U.S. troops have started construction of a maritime pier off the coast of Gaza intended to improve the delivery of humanitarian aid. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports aid groups are voicing concern about their safety while operating in Gaza.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick S. Ryder told reporters the pier construction is underway. President Joe Biden has reportedly instructed American forces not to set foot in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military issued a statement saying it would provide security and logistics support for the aid effort, including naval and Air Force protection for U.S. troops working on the pier. Officials with the U.S. Agency for International Development and other aid groups have voiced concerns about working in Gaza, especially since the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen employees in an Israeli airstrike earlier this month. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing today, raising concerns over many issues, including China's support for the Russian military in its war with Ukraine.
Beijing cannot achieve better relations with Europe while supporting the greatest threat to European security since the end of the Cold War. As we told China for some time, ensuring transatlantic security is a core U.S. interest. In our discussions today, I made clear that if China does not address this problem, we will.
Blinken is wrapping up a three-day trip to China. Not much is expected in progress on core issues because both sides remain at a standstill on key issues, including trade and territorial conflicts in the South China Sea over Taiwan. Protests continue around the country on university campuses as students protest the war in Gaza. Some resulted in arrests while others were peaceful. At the University of Southern California, the protests and arrests there led the school to cancel its main graduation ceremony next month. Conservative justices on the Supreme Court signaled their support for the notion that Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for official acts committed as president. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
Five of the court's six conservative justices seem prepared at minimum to send the Trump election obstruction case back to the trial judge with instructions to determine which of the charges against him involve private acts for which he can be prosecuted. That would ensure that no trial would take place before the November election, and were Trump elected, he could order the Justice Department to dismiss the charges. The only conservative justice to express skepticism about the breadth of Trump's claim to immunity from prosecution was the last of his own appointees to the court, Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
In world financial markets, Asia markets were higher by the close. The Nikkei in Japan up 0.8%. The Hang Seng up 2.1%. This is NPR News. The Manhattan District Attorney says he will retry former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein if the alleged victims are willing to come forward again. Alvin Bragg's office says they will do everything in their power to retry that case. Yesterday, the New York Court of Appeals overturned Weinstein's 2020 conviction on sex crimes against three women, saying he didn't get a fair trial because the judge allowed testimony of alleged prior uncharged accounts of sexual assault that didn't pertain to the crimes charged. Weinstein won't be released from prison now, though, because he was also convicted of rape in California and will be transferred to prison authorities there. The parent company of tech giant Google says it will pay its first ever dividend to shareholders. NPR's Dara Kerr has more.
During quarterly earnings, Alphabet announced that shareholders will get a 20-cent dividend per share starting in June. The company says it also intends to pay quarterly cash dividends into the future. The news comes as Alphabet reported higher than expected revenue for the first quarter. This is due to a boost in its advertising and cloud businesses. Alphabet also announced a $70 billion stock buyback. Investors applauded the news. Shares jumped 13% in after-hours trading, pushing the company's market cap past $2 trillion. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
After closing sharply lower yesterday, Wall Street futures contracts trading higher at this hour. Dow futures are up 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up just over 1%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.